Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Lamed Beis. We are in the midst of Sif Lamed Tes in Hilchos Tefillin, where now the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch continues and says, Asam Merubois, the Achar Zman Galkel Ribuan. A person has a tefillin made, makes a tefillin Merubois. It is a perfect square tefillin where it's supposed to be, where the length and the width are equal, nice and sharp. The achazman niskalkel ribuan, and afterwards niskalkel ribuan, tefillin got damaged a little bit, as the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Ayin Tes explains niskalkel ribuan kigon, like shnisakmu habatin, the batin got a little crooked. Zeh poneh lemizrach v'zeh lemayrav. What happens is instead of being a perfect square, you have one side going a little east and one side going a little west, and therefore you don't have a nice perfect square. Oshne skalkel chudei habatin, or the corners of the batin get a little damaged or dented. Legamrei ad shenase agol, and the edges become a little, the corners become a little rounded. Oshne skalkel ha-titoira, or the titoira, which is the base of the tefillin, but you didn't know that. O ha-tefira, or the stitches on the bottom, those both have to be also length and width have to be equal, have to be a square. We move on until what happened was it lost its perfect square quality. So now we're back to the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, what's the halacha? Yesh mi sha'omer sh'tzarech l'ravan. So very interesting. The Shulchan Aruch used the lashon yesh mi sha'omer. There are those that, there's one who says tzarech l'ravan. You have to afterwards go ahead and send it to Rabbeinu Strauss the Sefer, or Rabbeinu Flumenbaum the Sefer, or Shlomi Fafel the Sefer. One of those, shout out to Shlomi Fafel. So the way it goes, look at the Mishnah Berurah, read it for you. Well, those listening should have a Mishnah Berurah in front of them. But those on the bus listening don't have a Mishnah Berurah in front of them. Yesh Misha Omer. What does that mean, Yesh Misha Omer? Sounds like not everyone holds that way. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, Ein Choylek Bezeh. No one argues. It's just Derech HaMechaber came. Mechaber often will talk like that. Barbe Mekomos. I guess it's a Chiddush. Therefore he says, Yesh Misha Omer. It must be a shtickle chiddush. That's why it says Yesh Misha Omer. But everyone says, and therefore, it's very lach l'maisa. I'm teaching you guys. We are here live, driving on a bus, going back from north, Camp Lando High. Those listening in, shout out not only to Shlomi Fafel, everybody, but a shout out to Lando High. And it's very halachah l'maisa, because often Jungleite like yourselves butcher your tefillin. You shuckle your head off, and you bang into a wall, and then you got a little stickle dent, or you're not careful taking off your shadi, and it falls down, and boop, there goes a little chip situation. So we will see soon enough that even a little itsy bitsy chip might be a problem. Kolshu is not a problem. But what's a kolshu? We don't really know. So therefore, whenever we get a little dent, a little scrape on our tefillin, we got to take care of it. So, shtarech l'ravan, kuf pei aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, shtarech l'ravan, if it gets a shtickle damaged, it gets a little crooked, so that you did not have a perfect square, you have to go make it square. The cave on the ribuan, so comes the Mishnah Berurah and he says, the cave on the ribuan who halacha l'moshe misinai. The ribuan is having a square and a perfect square tefillin is halacha l'moshe misinai. Now when we say square, we mean length and width from the top down to the bottom. the actual height, the koma, the height of it, does not have to be the same size as the length. Meaning, it doesn't have to be a perfect cube. You guys know what a cube is? It doesn't have to be a perfect cube. But it has to be, from top to bottom, the length and the width have to be equal. And this is halacha l'maaseh b'Sinai. B'chol shaisa, at all times, ba'inan shiyu meruba, and it has to be the perfect square. U'mikol makom, ein sarach l'modudan. Shout out to Rav Mitnick. So we have three shout outs already on Mr. Buriyami today. For Shlomi Fafo, to Landau High, and to Rav Mitnick. Get that down. Ein sarach l'modudan. Mikol makom, ein sarach l'modudan. You don't have to have a tape measure in your filling bag and check it out. You don't have to go ahead and check out your filling every day to make sure the length and the width is actually the same. And now we have another shout out to Seth Grossman, who just called me on the phone. Seth Grossman, as you know, next year everyone should get a separate hot dog for him so that this will up your score. Hot dog with ketchup. And what else? We are now on our way to Afula Shawarma. Shout out to Afula Shawarma. That's the fourth shout out. We got the following. So you don't have to go ahead. We're back to it. I hope you guys are not getting confused here. You do not have to go ahead and measure the tefillin every single day to make sure that you got a sharp tefillin with exact length and width being exactly the same. Right? Ain't tzarach l'mod ben b'chol yom m'ribuam kayam. Shema midim oisam al cheskasam. Because Shas Yedias Kolius, Shemamidim Oisam Al Cheskasa, we have a Chazaka, the Meikara, that your tefillin is square. If it was square today, it's square today. Imlo Shiroa Shiskalko. Unless, of course, you know you did a shuckle job into the wall, and you did a little dent job in it. Then, of course, you have to go ahead and bring it to Rabbeinu Flubenbaum, the Strausser Rebbe Sefer. V'im nisake matitaira. However, if the titaira gets a little warped, which happens sometimes, the base gets a little warped from bottom up, afsha be'etzem hu meruba, even though it is the etzem square, just a little stick of wart, rak machmas hisamkus hisakmus, right? The fact that it got warped, tati tayra, nearest, it just looks kemei she'ena meruba, yasa v'yisake. Okay, you have to still go ahead and fix it. So even if it's square, but it looks not square, it looks warped, your base, you gotta fix it. You got to bring it to Shlomi the Sefer. Now we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch, but now we move on to the Ramah. As you all know, there's the Mechave and the Ramah. And now the Ramah says, V'yaseh kol arba batim b'shave. All the four mini batim of the Shalrosh have to be the same size. Shelo yeh echad gadol mechavero. One should not be wider than the next. Now obviously each of these four mini batin that come together as one bias of the Shalrosh, obviously those are not each of them square. They're obviously each a quarter of the total square. Because if you have four mini batin making up the whole bias, obviously they're not square. But each one of them that add up to that perfect square, so let's say you have the length of the Shalrosh being two etzbos. So that would mean that the width of each of the mini batim, figure it out in your math, should be a half an etzba. Cool. Figure it out in your math. Those of you who have taken more than second grade math should be able to figure that one. Maybe third grade math should be able to figure that one out. But it should each be equal half etzba size. In fact, one of the great chaps of the Seferim is that they make the cloths of the different parshios that go into the different mini batim in the shalrosh of different thickness, so that when you roll them up, they'll all be the equal size, because all the parshios are not equal in size. I bet you learned that for the first time. Anyway, or maybe you didn't. Or maybe you guys are already Sefer experts. And now we move on. So you have to have them all equal. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Look what he says. You guys have to look what he says. You can't look what he says because you don't have him in front of you. But those listening on cyberspace, you do have him in front of you. So make sure you watch. Make sure you look. Make sure you listen inside. So he says, V'yaseh. U'b'diyeved afilu echad rachav mechadero kosher. However, let's say you have the great Rabbeinu Flumenbaum, the cipher. You're Shlomi Fafel, the cipher. And you did not make them each a quarter, let's say each a half of etzba. You make one a little bigger than the other. But the evidence will be kosher as long as at the end of the day, your bias, your shalrosh, is a perfect square on top. Then it will be okay. We now move on. Let's see how much time we already used. 1341. I have to get it within each amud within 20 minutes. Because that's what we tell the Yoni guys. No, I don't have to do, someone just commented here on the autobus that I have to do less shout outs, but we timed the shout outs exactly, perfectly. Was that Rabbeinu Frankel?
Yeah.
Fifth shout out to Rabbeinu Frankel. Guys, sixth shout out. You guys, a crazy amount of shout outs today. Those listening, when you write back to me, if you even get 4 out of 6 shout outs, you'll get credit and you'll be able to get Papa G's.
Woo!
We now move weiter. Mem. Or habatim. Mitzvah loisai shachor. The leather of the batim, it's a mitzvah for it to be black. Now, what does that sound like when it says mitzvah? That sounds like b'di'eved. If your tefillin is not black, it would be kosher. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah right away sets us straight. And here he goes.
Shout out to the camel.
Shout out to the camel to the right. And S.E. on the left. You guys have no clue what's going on over here. Kuf Pei Hei in the Mishnah Berurah. Hey. Shachor. It says mitzvah that should be shachor. The shachrus and the black tov yoser sheye bits. I skipped one. Back to Kuf Pei Dal. I know I skipped one. Big Jonathan Weinstein. Shout out to Jonathan Weinstein. Kuf Pei Dal. Mitzvah. Mashma de b'diyeved eino liikuva. It's mashma de b'diyeved. It's not miyakev. It being black can't be. And therefore he goes on. V'yesh poskim de spirulu. There are poskim that hold. Do alach al meishem b'sinai. Kimo haritzuos. It's alach al meishem b'sinai to be black like the ritzuos. Uliikuva hu afilu b'diyeved. And even with the evidence, ma'akev, if it's not black. Ubebeir agra, and the beir agra, mashma shu mitzadeh ken lalacha. And if the beir alacha, it's mashma, that lahalacha, 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 lahalacha. If it's not black, it's going to be ma'akev, it's not going to be good. The chaim be Yeshuas Yankiv, and so too Yeshuas Yaakov. The chaim mashma be'liyah rabba. and say to Eliyahu Rabbah. Eliyahu Rabbah is not the same as the Eliyahu Mavilna. Two different achronim. People mistake that. Uvishiyare Knesset Zagdola. Eliyahu Rabbah was a perish. Eliyahu Rabbah and the Rebbe Eliyahu Zutta were a perish on Levush. Uvishiyare Knesset Zagdola. The Yesh Lahachmir. You have to be machmir. Any black, it's not totally black, should not use it. Imlo, however, b'matayim deloy efshar, there's no other choice. That's all you got is a little unblackened bias. Then yesh lismach on divrei hamakilin. You could be samech on the makilin kidei shelo hisbatel mitzvah tefillin, in order not to be batel mitzvah tefillin. Sounds like you shouldn't make the bracha though. And this does not mean that b'diyevet you should wear a tefillin that was chipped. Maybe b'diyevet if it was chipped and you think maybe that it wasn't a kol shehu, even a kol shehu, or just a kol shehu, which you don't know what a kol shehu is, maybe then b'diyevet wear it without a bracha. We now move on to kuf pei hei, which we were there before. And Rabbi Frankel did say that we might be in trouble, but I have ways of dealing with the extra time. We'll move right there. Kuf pei hei. Shachor. Va'ashachris toid yoyseh sheyu b'tzeva shachor she'ein bo mamish klal. Very important. The black should be a black that has no mamashes to it. No thickness to it. It has to be just the leather and the black of the ink. No thickness. V'atfilin yushchorin rak b'chazusa b'yalma. And it should be leather with just black in its appearance, but no thickness to the ink. U'mikomakom hamashchirin kimin glantz. You know what glantz is? If you make it black with glantz. Anyone back there, Madrichim Rebbe, you know what glantz is? Like a glaze. She'i afshal lekal. But if you make it with a... If you make it with a glance, with a glaze, like Rabbeinu glance, she'i afshal lekalfo, but you can't peel it. It's a really tough glaze. Afal pi she'yachaylin lahasir. Oh, sorry. I skipped something. Afal pi she'yachaylin lahasir min haklaf al yedei pirurin dakin. Even though you could go ahead and peel it off with like little perurin. What's perurin? Little speckles a little bit you could get off. Ein lahachmir b'diyevet. You do not have to be machmir b'diyevet if it's on there as in compact. Vayein v'mashikasavnu b'sif memches unt zebeh halacha. B'shem ha'prim gadim, in the prim gadim, what he says, she'gaitem daito gamken ein la'achmer b'zeh. Achein! So this doesn't have to be machmer. However, ma'shechitshu soifrim zmanenu, the batim machers. You know what a batim macher is? What's a batim macher? The ones who make the batim, in his time of the Mishnah Berurah, they used to make it b'ticha, with a little like, thickness to a little cement there, a little cement job on the tefillin. She echel l'kloif b'shleimus, where you could peel off a whole layer mikol tzad min atfilin, from all sides of the tefillin. B'tzuraso kimoniya shachar, it becomes like a little piece of paper on it, a little plaster paper on your tefillin. Zehu puzzle, that will be puzzle. Check out the Mesef and Ishmas Adam there. Sheskim mito ha'goin Baal Beis Meir, the Beis Meir also says, Lo kinodu b'Yehuda, who used to allow the plaster job on the tefillin. That's what people think, they can go ahead and plaster one. Like they'll have a tefillin where it gets a little chipped and they'll go ahead and fix the chip by doing a little plaster job on it. No. You got to bring it back to a sofer who will straighten out the leather, because it has to be leather, a full perfect square, und the leather. And then finally today, Kuf Beivav, Simon Lamed Gimel, Besif Dalad Ba'agor, there, the Ramah had said, Ayin Lekaman Simon Lamed Gimel. Check ahead in Simon Lamed Gimel. This is Mishabura Kuf Beivav. So there in Sif Dalet he says, Ayin Sham Mishnah Brura, and the Ramah Ka'azah Lashitas HaMechaber. The Ramah is going to Mechaber, Hacha, to who rak mitzvah, he holds it's only a mitzvah the Alma. Ulafima Shekasabdu Bos Kupay Dalet, Yesh La'ayin Bezeh. However, what I wrote in Kupay Dalet, Yesh La'ayin Bezeh, because he said in Kupay Dalet that you should be Machmir to make sure to have black batim. Ad kan hayomi.